Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today's show is something that I think all of us have hang-ups with at some point. It is asking for, getting, and receiving help. And for a lot of us, asking is the biggest hang-up. It feels vulnerable. It feels uncomfortable. We might be rejected. We might be inconveniencing the other person. And so we're going to talk about that, because actually asking for help and receiving it can be a huge gift from the person actually serving you, contributing to you, gifting to you with their presence or their time or their advice. We all know how good it can feel to give someone our advice when it's asked for. And so we're going to go in that direction and unpack asking for help and being effective about that. And then also receiving help. And if you're new to the show, I invite you to reach out to me at meetkathywilliams.com, Kathy with a K, Williams with an S. And there's a free Create Your Life exercise energy pull on the site. And you can also contribute to the show. So you can give your ideas. You can hear replays and archives all over at meetkathywilliams.com. And then also find the upcoming classes. So what is upcoming? A free Ho'oponopono event. This coming weekend. So gosh, that is Sunday. I don't even know what day it is. The 24th of January, something like that. That's available. And also a class of an energetic technique that is so near and dear to my heart, because it's the number one energy block people have, which is cords. Aka cords is what the Hawaiians call it, but relationship cords, these energetic connections between people. So those can limit us from expressing what's true for us or having true security, and limit us from really seeing what's true for us as well. So that class is coming up as well. I'll get you some dates over the break. But you can check that out at meetkathywilliams.com. So this show came about because I recently have been getting some great help. And I thought to myself about how much, when I was a young teenager, my mom and I rehearsed asking. I wouldn't say a shy person, but asking people for things, asking for help was super uncomfortable for me. I was in ballet, and every summer there would be summer programs for ballet where you go for, you know, an intensive of several weeks to a month. And in order to do these things, you would have to audition. And for the auditions, often you would have to have letters of recommendation. And I'm sure some of you have your experience of asking for recommendations, letters of recommendation, or people, you know, being willing to give their number and be called. And for me, this was the most uncomfortable thing. Oh gosh, I have to ask my teachers to write me a letter of recommendation. You know, I don't want to inconvenience people. I don't want to suffer the vulnerability of just talking face to face and asking for this. So my mom and I would rehearse. You know, she would be that person, I would be myself, and practicing asking for help. And just the act of practicing made me feel more and more comfortable doing it, because it's like anything. You know, the more you ride a bike, the more comfortable you feel doing it. So I learned to ask for help. And similarly, even just talking on the phone scared me. I don't know what it was about the telephone that just was like, I have to talk to this faceless person. And we would practice, you know, and I would be myself and she would be the person on the other end, and go through this hurdle of asking for things. So if you suffer from like, oh no, I don't want to ask, I get it. And we often have hangups like, I'm going to inconvenience this person, which may or may not be true. We often have hangups of, oh, they're too busy, or I don't even know what to ask for. And actually, that's a very important thing to know, okay, what to ask for. Because the more specific you are about what you would like, the better someone can help you. Okay? You know, often I think we've even seen people who need help and just been like, okay, I'm not sure, maybe someone in our family or a friend is overwhelmed, but we're just not quite sure what to offer. Like, clearly this person has a lot going on, but like, where do I fit in? And so if they were to turn around and ask you, hey, would you mind driving to pick my kids up? Or would you mind at a holiday dinner, right? Would you mind stirring the gravy while I do these other things? We're like, yes, of course, I'll stir the gravy, no problem. Or yes, I'll pick up your kids, or no, actually, right? And so I think also as the asker, we need to learn to say no, or I mean to hear no. And have no not be about us. And to turn the idea of no from a rejection into, oh, it doesn't work for them right now. And it's not about me, and it's not about they don't value me. It could be, oh, I can't pick your kids up because I have this other thing I have to do. Right? Or I actually have to take my car in to get it repaired. And so I'm not willing to drive with your kids in it right now. You know, so when we are afraid to ask, it's really important to look at like, hey, what is the story in my head right now about this? What is the story? What am I telling myself this person is going to say, or how they're going to feel? And is that really true? So being willing to ask, maybe even practicing asking, and then being really specific. You know, it's interesting. I was watching something about the vulnerability of asking recently. And there's a study that was done that showed that 90% of help given in the office, like given at work, is in direct response to asking for it. And if you think about it, this makes sense, because have you ever given unsolicited advice? Does unsolicited advice go over very well? Often it doesn't, right? Often, you know, someone, like my mom the other day, I'll share a story. She goes, well, Kathy, you'd have fewer dishes if you didn't cater to everyone. Now, in my mind, I don't cater to everyone. So, like, that advice didn't land well, because here I was already like, oh, my dishwasher's not working and I have all these dishes to do. And her advice is like, don't cater to everyone. And I'm feeling like, I don't, right? So unsolicited advice. Well, similarly, we feel that about unsolicited help, right? Sometimes we're hesitant to help because what if it goes down wrong, right? What if they feel like I'm imposing? So if you need help, asking for it is actually an invitation to a yes, right? The more willing you are to ask, the more likely you're going to hear yes. And that's not only true in asking for help, it's true in asking for anything. One time I put together a list of things that I'd really like to have, and then I started to just ask for them. I had a friend, and in fact, I think I went out and asked for them in the expectation that I would get a no. Okay? So I asked a friend, hey, would you write a song for me? And he goes, he's a musician, he's got an album, stuff like that. He goes, oh, what kind of song? Right? And I was like, oh, I fully expected him to say no. So the more you're willing to ask and put yourself on the line, right? And it just feels like the line, right? It feels like, oh, I could be rejected here. In reality, you'll hear more yeses. So that's a relief. The more clear and specific you can be about your ask, the easier it is for people to fulfill it. Now, have you ever had anyone reach out? Maybe you're on LinkedIn and people are like, or what's the new one? There's another one. Where people are like, oh, let's go out for coffee. And you're like, first off, I don't know you, and I don't know how I can help you. So why do I want to sit down for coffee with you? When instead, if they were to say, hey, you know, we've got a lot in common. I think I could really help you in this area. I would love to give you some referrals, and I'd like you to learn about my business a little bit more so that potentially you could refer to me. That's much more likely to get a yes than, hey, let's sit down for coffee together. All right. Which brings me to another point. If you point out commonalities that you have with someone, you know, like, oh, I was reading your profile and I really like this about you. It kind of warms and sets the stage for someone to respond in a kinder way, right? It's not as cold, like, and out of the blue. So if someone said to me, hey, Kathy, I've been listening to your radio show, and I heard you mention this, and I really would like your advice about this, or I would really like to learn more, let's say, about moving to Hawaii, I'm much more likely to respond than if out of the blue someone says, can you tell me about living in Hawaii and what's that like? And like, first off, I don't know who you are. I don't know why I should tell you this or why you're coming to me versus my neighbor down the street. Right? So having a commonality or having done some research on someone, or saying, hey, you know, my best friend or my college professor or, you know, someone I really admire mentioned your name and thought I should reach out to you because it's much, usually the doors open wider. It's a much warmer way to engage and get a response than if it's just out of the blue. And I was hearing someone with a large following, like you know, some millions of people, mention that they get a lot of requests, just random requests. And if he's never seen their name before, if they don't engage in his Facebook group, if they don't mention knowing someone he knows, he's not going to respond, because that's just like getting hundreds of requests a day. He needs to know, why should I respond to you? What's that going to create? And the other element that contributes so much to this is your purpose in asking. So if someone asked him a question and said, I'd really love your advice about this because I'm working to create wells in Africa, and your response is going to help facilitate this and make it happen for all these people who have to walk miles every day for water. Again, he's going to respond to it much more. So here's where a story, and I don't mean like making something up, right? But here's where your story and filling in the details is also useful. Right. If I say to, I'll give you an example of this in my own life. And then we'll go to break after that. My dad before COVID, goes out to eat for lunch every week with a former divorce attorney. Well, I'm going through a divorce now. And so if I call up this man and say, hey, George recommended I call you. He's my dad. Okay, there's my warm opening. And I'd love to get your advice because I've just been using this mediator and she developed this and I feel like it's not quite right. And I just love your expert opinion on this. Right now he knows my problem. I have a problem. It's not quite right. I'd love his expert opinion. I called him up, I said this, and he talked my ear off, man. Got so much more advice than I ever anticipated, right? Because I value your advice because I'm having this problem. There's my story. If I just said, hi, Vince, I'm Kathy, and I would love your advice about divorce. See how that's not very specific? See how that's not saying, hey, would you put your eyes on this document that feels off to me? And it didn't have that warm entrance of, you know, my dad, you like my dad, you go out to eat with him every week. So like these three elements help to make your ask a lot more easier to, a lot easier to respond to, even though Vince doesn't know who I am necessarily, right? We've never interacted before, right? So take those in, digest those a little bit, and I will be back in just a moment. We're also going to talk about receiving help. What is that like? So if you would like to call in, you're welcome to as well at iom.fm.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRADIO. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm talking today about help, receiving it, asking for it, and getting it, where to find it, all sorts of things, everything help. And so the first part of the show was spent talking about asking for help, because that's super uncomfortable for a lot of us. But with practice, it becomes easier. You know, it can even be as simple as, I'm confused. Can you help me with this? Okay. But no person is an island, right? Even entrepreneurs will say, you know what? The idea that you're in it alone, right, is total BS, right? You need other people who have skills that you don't have. And would it be okay to be vulnerable enough to ask for that and get other people's opinions, other people's help in clarifying things? I can't count the number of times when I've been having a conversation and something's become unclear to me, and I don't ask, right? Like, oh, wait, that's unclear. Could you help me understand it? We sometimes get this idea that I should understand something that I don't. And so if I ask, it means I'm stupid, which is not true. So before we dive back in, I want to introduce you to something super cool that I thought was such a fun thing when I got this in the mail. Like, I was just enthralled by this cute little thing. It's called Mindful Moments. It's by Boundless Blooms, and it's amazing for kids and their caretakers, and it's about creating moments of stillness and calm to foster awareness, compassion, and confidence. So what you get is these little, they're actually big. They're like, what would you say, like 4 inches by 6 inches or a little bigger cards that say things like, I am wise. I am unique. I am present. And then on the back, it says things like, I have gifts and talents that make me special. There's no one else like me. And that is incredible. I make this world better by sharing my uniqueness. So this is a whole little kit of cards that say things like this. And then there are also exercises in presence. So So some of the cards say things like those affirmations or recognitions. I am inclusive, and then I feel connected to those around me. But then there are exercises like mirror, mirror, and you stand facing your partner and choose who will be the leader and who will be the follower. And then the follower sort of mirrors whatever movements the leader does. So it's exercises in which you can be really present with your kids, or with, you know, if you're a nanny or whatever, with those kids, and teaching stillness, teaching observation, teaching presence. And I'm just in love with this. So I wanted to share it. Again, it's called, it's by Boundless Blooms, but it's called Mindful Moments. And it's not yet up at meetkathywilliams.com/radio, but there will be a photograph there so you know how to find it. And it's just so, a link and a photo. And it's just so, I'm just in love with it. So I wanted to share that. I love to share all the little things that are making me happy. So I just thought that is the perfect Valentine's Day idea. That's not candy. And it's actually going to create more peace on the planet. So, and that's really, you know, in a sense, what learning to ask for help does in your life too. You know, I mean, if you're overwhelmed, right? It's like, where do I find the help that I need? You know, for me, I just got floors redone. And so I have now all my house to put back together, right? All of the closet doors going back on, all the shelves going back up. I know you have to take out the shelves in order to put in the floor. Who'd have thought? So like, where do I find good people? Now, I happen to have a neighbor who's awesome with recommendations, so he is like my go-to. And otherwise, it's like, where do you go? And sometimes it's to Yelp and all the reviews. Sometimes it's to asking a friend their recommendations. There's nextdoor.com, which is awesome for, you know, asking, hey, who knows a good plumber? And he'll get 17 different people posting their plumber there, and going with your awareness too, right? Awareness helps guide us in the right direction for us, because the person that, you know, if you've gotten 17 recommendations for plumbers, then okay, well, if you're more specific, who's a plumber who's really good at dealing with leaks? Who's a plumber who you've used to put in a dishwasher? To hook up a dishwasher or whatever it is, right? So getting specific again, we talked about that in the first part of the show. Being specific about your ask helps people help you, right? Sometimes, you know, I mean, being specific helps people be successful at helping you. So another thing that's really useful to remember when you're asking for help is not to preface it with, I'm so sorry, I hate to ask you. You know, if someone comes to you and says, I hate asking you this, right? Like, how does it feel to you? Instead, do as I learned from Blossom Benedict. Blossom is amazing at getting people to help by asking like this. Hey, would you mind creating some copy for that email? You are the best person I know to do that, because you're just amazing at the way you write. It's like, who doesn't want to write that now? Right? Like, oh, you know, another simple one is, oh, wow, you look really strong. Could you help me with this? Okay. People men especially, when they're asked like that, you could see them grow a little taller, look a little stronger, and lift that bag or lift the box. It's amazing how acknowledging someone's positive qualities can help get things done, can help move things along, right? Or last time you made the sweet potatoes, they were really good. Would you mind making the sweet potatoes this Thanksgiving? Those little acknowledgments pave the way for a lot, okay? Acknowledging on the front end and also acknowledging on the back end. So what does that mean? That means after it's over, right? Or as you're eating the sweet potatoes, thank you so much for making those this year. They are just the best, right, I've ever had. Or thank you so much for writing me that letter of recommendation. It got me into this school, right? How often do people actually do that? Not so much. There's a woman who, what's her name? Her name is Heidi. And she said she's written lots and lots of letters of recommendation. It's very rare that she has someone say, thank you, I got into the University of Oregon with your recommendation, right? People don't generally say thank you on the back end. Yet we love to know how our contribution has made a difference. We love to know that. And that's one of the reasons some donation systems work better than others. For example, if you're going to make a donation to a school, right, it's just general. But if it says, you know, your donations are going to help our sports teams have new jerseys this year, or even better, like new basketballs because the other ones are wearing out, you're much more likely to be like, oh yeah, okay, I could see they need new basketballs, or if you're inclined to the sports team, there's a new way of donating to schools now. I forgot the name of it, but where it's like, you know, which teacher your donation is going to, and actually which items. So if the teacher says, we're getting, you know, 12 books for the library, I would like 6 microscopes, right? You can donate specifically for the microscopes. And it just increases our sense of like contribution, because we know where that went and how good it feels to know, oh, those kids are getting new microscopes. How fun it is going to be looking at dragon's wing, dragonfly wings and whatever you look at, right? The last point I wanted to make about asking for help is, I know it's more uncomfortable, but it's so much more effective to do it by actually using the telephone as a telephone or asking in person than asking by text or asking for by email. And I know it's so much easier to like write it out by text, hey, would you do this? But it's also easier to say no. Mm-hmm. Research says that there's, listen to this, 30 times more, 30 times more yeses in person than by email. That's a lot. That's not 30%, right? So ask in person. Ask over the phone, right, with your voice, instead of by text or by email. All right. So I know asking isn't that easy all the time, but hopefully these tips will help you you know, even if you rehearse it by yourself, oh, this is what I'm going to say or whatnot. But also recognize that a no doesn't mean a rejection of you. It could be, no, I don't really understand. Or, no, I'm busy right now. I'm physically unable to help you with that, right? Or no for now. It's not a rejection of the asker. And asking is like a bicep, right? The more you work your bicep muscle, the stronger you get in that capacity. And finally, well, we're going to go to break, so I won't say finally. but when we come back, I'm going to share with you a really cool resource that I've been using to get help and that I'm super excited about and excited to share with you because it kind of revolutionized things for me. I was like, whoa, this is possible? How cool. All right. And we're going to talk about receiving help when maybe you haven't even asked for it, right? And how you can actually receive that or modify it into what is needed. Okay. You don't have to say yes. You don't have to say no. You could actually like divert the ask into something that you do need rather than just what that person wants to give. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom, Abundant Life. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You can always talk.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRADIO. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today's conversation is about asking for help. I know asking for help is super vulnerable, and for some of us, it's way easier than others. But if you're still listening to the show, chances are you've had some hangouts about asking. And if you just started listening, the whole first part was about how to make asking both easier and more effective to getting a yes. So now we're going to talk about what happens when people offer help. How do you respond? For some of us, even being offered help that we could receive is challenging. Like if someone says, hey, do you want help with your bag, lifting it into the overhead bin on the airplane? A lot of us have the habit of saying, oh, no, I got it. Or if you're changing the water cooler at work, you know, that big, heavy water thing, someone says, hey, do you want help? Oh, no, I can handle it. When actually, it is a gift. You reject it. Someone is giving you this nice box wrapped up. They're saying, oh, here it is. And you're like, nope. Okay. So them offering was actually a gift that you could say yes to. Right? We are social creatures. And that offer, if you would receive it, boosts serotonin. It allowed someone to give. It allowed you to receive. And it's powerful what that does. Right? I remember Wayne Dyer saying this, and I don't have the numbers right, but like, so I won't even use numbers. But serotonin, right, like depression, when our serotonin levels are low, you know, we get depressed. Well, the act of doing a kind action for someone raises serotonin levels, both in the giver and the receiver. And what's additional is that, and in anyone who watched that act. Isn't that interesting? So if someone offers to do the water cooler for you and you say yes, the serotonin levels in you and the giver and anyone who saw that interaction raise. You just gave a gift to a lot of people. But by saying, oh, no, I got it, that doesn't allow anyone to have that gift. All right? So would you be willing to accept at face value that someone is offering? Now, if you sense, no, they're actually offering to get something out of me later, then that's different, right? That's got a different energy. But otherwise, it is a gift to allow that person to contribute to you. So would you allow that? Okay. Now, sometimes people want to help. Let's think of kids, right? And they're gonna actually make the situation worse. So, you know, today one of my kids we have this spare thing of salt, and then we have the salt grinder, and he put the funnel into this salt grinder so we could pour more salt in there. And you know, I had imagined if he were 5 years younger, if he were 3 years old, him wanting to do that job would not make my life easier, right? The salt would be everywhere. Okay, cool. So in that case, you know, oh, you know what? I'm so grateful that you're offering to help, right? And I've got this other really cool job you could do. We're going to pour the soap in the sink and scrub it all around. You know, so receiving the offer to help, right? So you just accepted the gift. Oh, thank you so much for offering to help me. I could really use your help over here. Like, let's say you're throwing a party and someone offers to set the table and you're like, oh, wow, you know what? My husband or my best friend really has the setup that she likes to do. And so we're going to go with that. But I could really use your help, getting the glasses out or with the music. Would you mind doing that? And so And by saying, would you mind doing that? That also gives the person an out, like, oh no, I know nothing about music. I'm afraid to touch, electronics. Okay, cool. Hey, no problem. I get it. That's not your thing. So receiving help in a way that's so gracious, like how gracious can you be? What would be a gracious thing to say that allow everyone to get their needs met of acknowledgement, of contribution, and of actually being efficient and not having salt all over the floor or not messing up someone's plans for the table? And so everyone gets their needs met. And that's a question that I love. What would it take? What could I choose? How could we allow everyone to get what they need? And that's inclusive, right? You are included in everyone. It's not just like everyone else. You are included. And people love to help. And I want to, except maybe you're a teenager. Maybe even then sometimes. I want to bring a little story of something that happened to me recently. And it's that I have been doing some work, some independent contractor work with a spa around here. And I was like, wait a minute, I think, you know, for the hours I worked and this and that, I'm not sure the amount that I received is correct. But I do not like it's a pain in the butt for me to go back and go through all those hours and stuff like that. And I just happened to mention this to a friend of mine who loves numbers. And she goes, oh yeah, Kathy, that's so easy for me. All right, I'll do that tomorrow while I'm in my workday. And I was like, okay, cool. So I sent her screenshots of all the things. And the next mid-afternoon, I got this spreadsheet and all the numbers. And she was like, you were right. And I said, oh, thank you. And the next time I did some work for her, I wanted to throw in something a little additional for free. And she was like, oh, no, I wanted to do that for you. Okay. So I want to bring this into, we have to look at like, where is something in exchange? And where is something just out of the goodness of my heart? This is what I want to do for you. Right? Let's say, you know, you're a coach or a healer or something like that, and you have a good friend who recommends several people, and you say, oh, here, you know, I want to give you some money for recommending them. And they're like, oh no, I'm your friend. I care about you. This is not a big business transaction. So we get to look at like, where is it actually a business transaction or not? Okay. And so that's where you get to really follow the energy. And then finally, I want to bring in this, since we're talking business, there's a cool website called Acadium, and maybe some of you have heard of it, but to me, I learned about it 3 months ago, and I finally explored it. And it's amazing because it's this online marketplace of apprentices. And so there are people from all around the world on there. Some in midlife, some still in college, you name it, who love to do online tasks like websites, like email marketing, SEO optimization, you name it, it's on there. Podcast, contribution, stuff like that. And if you go to meetkathywilliams.com/radio, there is a place to get I think it's $50 off, but so you go on there and you can have one apprentice for 3 whole months for 40 hours a week. I mean, sorry, 40 hours a month, 10 hours a week, 40 hours a month for $400. Okay. So for 3 months, total price is $400 for this person to work with your business. And it's just such a beautiful way to bring people together and have them practice and enhance what they already know, and for you to get support. And I've been working with this man from the Philippines, who's just like, he eats, breathes, and lives copywriting. Like, that's his thing. And when he wrote to me for the first time, he wrote three different quotes from famous copywriters and just so enthusiastic about copywriting. So I'm one of the first people he's been copywriting for. Well, actually, like the third. So one of the first he's been copywriting for. And so if you're looking for help, right, overwhelm in your business or whatnot, and you, one of your hangups is, oh, I don't want to have to manage people, which used to be one of my hangups, or I don't have the money, which in the beginning of my business was that too, where it's like, well, help costs money. You get to look at, well, what would it create for my business? Like, Richard Branson did not create Virgin Records, Virgin Airlines, all of the things by himself. In order to grow, he needed people. He needed someone to draw a logo. Incidentally, they did it on a napkin, but that's another story. So to grow, what people do I need to add to my business? What kind of help is required? And Acadium's a really great way to find people who really want to practice a skill, and they can contribute to you. And it's like, what, $133 a month or something like that, or I think $1,200 for a year, and you get 40 hours a month of their time and energy. And so that's like adding people to your business and allowing other people to help with the roles that you don't love. Right. One of my hangups used to be, oh, well, by the time I get this other person the information needed for a flyer or the information needed for a website, I could have done it myself. Yes, but not as well. Right. Who is really skilled at this? Who can do this better than I can? I don't want to spend my time making flyers. I would rather pay someone. Yeah, I have someone in Australia who loves to make flyers. Or I'm so excited. I'm just starting it, a shop that has t-shirts and tank tops and mugs and stuff like that. And like, I don't want to have to design and learn that shop. So I got someone on Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr, to design the items and stick them in the shop, right? Who can do these things better than I can? You know, it would have probably taken me, I don't know, 12 hours to do what he did for like $20. So finding the people, whether it's Googling, searching, who can do this? Asking a friend, who does it for your business? How did you find them? How do they do? Where could I find this person? Asking, right? Asking for help in finding help. Or checking out Acadium. Which people would my business like? So I hope this show has given you real reasons to both ask and ways to ask for help that smooth the way and make it easier for you to ask and also make it easier for the other person to say yes. And also ways that you can, places that you can look for the help you need and ask for it. And also invited you to receive more help, recognizing that it's actually a gift to let someone help you. We're social creatures. We're interactive, right? And so that interdependence is one of the things that allows businesses and communities and cultures to grow. So will you allow your life to grow with help? Thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. And the show has definitely had help to produce and come to fruition. And find us at meetkathywilliams.com/radio. There are all different ways to listen, and they're all listed there. And come to join my next classes. Find them at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. All right, everybody.